Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and it was nice to see teams back on the field last weekend. Lucky for us, that was just week one. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. And guys, we finally got our decision to play Big Ten football. I don't like waiting until October 24th, but I'm still thrilled that they're playing. Andy, let's start with you. What was your reaction to the decision finally being made?
Are we sure? Was first thing, like, are you sure? Is there a decision? And I say that jokingly. My first one was, what really changed in 36 days? And what in God's creation were you doing for 4.5 months? I thought it was like, okay, this feels like a smokescreen, like they have more information and a more comprehensive plan to keep their student athletes safe and whatever. And while inherently I think that's always a priority, that is smoke and mirrors when it comes to this and the decision. And the second part of it was, you box yourself in and you have no wiggle room for anything in terms of a schedule and how this is going to work out, but it's the risk they have to take if they want to participate and be eligible for the college football playoffs.
Bob, here's the thing. We've been hearing we're going to get a revote. It's been weeks, it seems. And what took so long? It seems pretty definite that a decision was made, whatever the reasoning, the medical testing, the pressure from everywhere. But why did it still take them weeks to say, okay, we can do this vote?
I just think it's pretty clear. And it's been pretty clear, I think, since August, even before August 11th. It just jumps out to me that the Big Ten, in a post-Jim Delaney world, and I think that's a significant thing to remember. It is post-Jim Delaney. They just have not been able to get all the proverbial ducks in a row at any point this year. Communication, I think, was just a major, major problem dating back to the start of the pandemic. Nobody seemed to be in the loop with regard to anything. There was a lot of indecision. This is absolutely not the easiest job to inherit if you're Kevin Warren, but it's been clearly a trial by fire for this guy, and he had better start getting things right moving forward. It's been a very, very rocky start, I think, to his commissionership, if that's a word. And this is as far as high profile jobs go in college sports, they don't get much higher than being Big Ten commissioner. Just a horrible look, I think, for the Big Ten. to have the commissioner say it's a decision that will not be revisited, and then they revisit it. Clearly, there was a lot of pressure applied. I'll just say this, you know, for the longest time, the alpha dog in the Big Ten room when it came to anything was always the commissioner, and it was always Jim Delaney. It's pretty clear to me that right now the alpha dog in the room in the Big Ten is the Ohio State program. And I think that the Ohio State program had as much to do with this football restart as the cover that they're using now, the medical updates and the medical enhancements. Because, guys, there was always going to be medical upgrades when they made this decision in August. And it's great that they have them, but I feel like there's a lot more to this story.
Certainly there has to be. And, Andy, I'll go to you on this. We had the decision to cancel that came in August was just handled so poorly, bad communication. Now, here they come back a month later making another decision, and it seems like they didn't learn anything the first go-round about how to be ahead on a story instead of lagging behind and having to catch up to the story.
First mistake, shame on me, you know. Second mistake, you know, shame on everybody, right? I mean, when they made their decision, I go back to when they made their decision initially. It came, what, like less than a week, 4 or 5 days after they had released their schedule. So something happened, right? In a week's time frame, something happened. And we don't know all that it was, but it's felt like always like their first decision was rushed to judgment. And I also think the conference kind of thought, miscalculated again, that all the Power Five conferences were going to do the same thing, right? That they were all going to slow down. And the point I want to make is, this is kind of weird to say, the SEC doesn't start till September 26, right? That's when the SEC kicks off. Guess who kind of it looks like in this bubble in terms of college football and the Power Five conferences? Look who kind of made, like, it seems like they kind of bought themselves enough time, played a little cool and confident. It's the SEC. Who would have thought you'd ever say that, right? Like, kind of the SEC kind of maybe got it right. I think the cancellation was a rush to judgment, and then the intense pressure. Bob's right. The Ohio State program's the alpha dog in the room. But the pressure from the coaches, the players, the parents, the lawsuit, all of that noise that came off of a decision, reminded me of like a penalty or a call in a basketball game or something that happens in a sporting event where everyone looks at the official and everyone's like, what was that? Like, it doesn't make any sense what one person saw. It didn't make any sense how and why the Big Ten reached its decision. And I think eventually, in my opinion, the presidents and the commissioner and the leadership of the Big Ten Conference, they eventually had no choice but to cave.
It's obvious, at least to me, that I've been saying it for weeks, Bob, that they were going to use, like you said, the medical advances as their cover for this decision. But there was no doubt the pressure from everywhere, players, parents, coaches, the president, other politicians, it did play a factor. But then it still took them forever to get to the vote. And it seemed like we all knew where the vote was going to end up, that they were going to restart. But they end up taking this long. They then push that start back. We kept hearing October 10th, then October 17th. Now it's October 24th. So now, by waiting this long, they have zero wiggle room. They're going to play 9 games in 9 weeks. Why couldn't they have at least start on the 17th and give themselves a bye week in there somewhere for at least a little leeway, right?
Yeah, and I just think that they wait, like you said. I think the problem was they waited too long. Right, once word leaks out from credible sources that there's going to be another vote. Well, listen, you don't take another vote unless it's going to be different from the first vote. Because why? revote. You know what? That was pretty clear. They made it very clear it was unanimous, which I thought was hilarious. I just think that when they made the announcement on Wednesday, they went into great detail about the testing regimen and, you know, all when the testing is going to start on the September 30th, the fact that if a player needs to quarantine or test positive, is literally ineligible, I think, for almost 3 weeks. I think the fact that they were just late getting to this, I don't know that they had a choice. I don't know with the medical stuff that they have in place and the fact that the teams really have been, I guess, limited to that 12-hour thing for a little while. I don't know in terms of safety and getting everyone on the same page and getting everyone healthy and everyone in football shape. I don't know. Maybe they could not have really started it much sooner than the 23rd and 24th once they waited this long. But I'm with you. Did these guys even know the meaning of the word foresight? I mean, geez, they just no sense of urgency, no sense of big picture thinking. The task force, I guess, you could say on paper, it did its job. But again, this decision is probably better than no decision at all. But even Jimmy, to your point in making this decision to go back to football, they kind of dragged their feet a little bit too long.
Well, Bob, just to follow up on that, I thought it was really funny that, remember the hot mic from the Nebraska people, that the announcement was going to be made Tuesday night, I guess that was, and everyone came out, no way. Then very first thing Wednesday morning, we get the announcement. Now, I don't think the decision was made at 3 a.m. overnight. It almost feels like, well, we're not going to let Nebraska break this story, so we'll just go out, deny. They were behind in this story from the start to the end, weren't they, Bob?
Oh, there's no question. And like I said, it just speaks to the leadership issue that is in place. No one's on the same page. I don't have a lot of hope for the future moving forward unless something changes dramatically. It just seems like it's going to be a lot more of this.
Kevin Warren, Big Ten president, # dumpster fire. End of story. and it's a tough position he was put in. And that, even factoring that in, oh my gosh, what a hot mess.
Well, I would put it differently. I would have just said he's in over his head, but dumpster fire seems pretty accurate too, Andy. All right, let's move on. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape, and Ross will be joining us.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. All new users can place a $1 bet on any team during Week 2, and if that team wins, you win $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.